right. All right, so here we are on our monthly live call-in show with my soul sister and dear friend Joni Eisinger, psychic channel and healer, also an author, award-winning, by the way. And there's me, Michelle Rober, founder and host of Soul Luminous Radio and Soul Luminous Coaching. So welcome, everybody, tonight. It's going to be a really great night. We have some awesome topics to talk about, and I would like for everyone to really kind of sink into feeling the sense of your own power. So tonight is going to be about, in addition to Joni offering us some insight on spiritually what's going on in this world, we have a bunch of people on the line right now. Welcome, everybody. We are live and on the air. We're just telling everyone what's going to be going on in the show tonight. So in addition to you possibly being picked for the gift of a free reading, we're offering some coaching on how to best use Joni, this wonderful gift and resource for you tonight, by sinking into the sense of your own power. If any of you followed me on Facebook late this afternoon, I posted some empowering questions that you might want to use in tonight's call, and you can morph them and detail them or add or subtract however you want according to any given situation that you need help with tonight. So I'm going to suggest some questions. They might inspire you to repen your questions so it gives you a more focused reading from Joni. So Joni, am I correct in that if you really have a real focused intention that you're better able to help anyone who needs help tonight?
Usually if I know what the person is asking about, what they're dealing with, I can hone in. Yes, the message will come through clearer. Yet, if a person asks for a general reading, like what does spirit have to say, what are the divine ones want to tell me, it's also going to be very clear too. And then in between, if a person says something that's general, it's really kind of cool. I'm guided as to whether I need more information, and it's within a millisecond that I'll either say, oh, that's enough, or tell me more, and then I'll ask clarifying questions. So I never really know sometimes if I need something more specific if someone gives me a general question. It's really neat.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for having me again, Honey Pie.
Of course. It's always so much fun.
Here.
So just to get people off on a track, so maybe I can help them by giving them some examples of these questions that I posted, and then we can, Joni, you can say anything that's on your mind before we begin, and then we can start to take some callers. Hopefully we have a bunch of people who are going to raise their hand, and I will tell you how to do that momentarily. But first of all, here are some possible questions. What must I release? What do I need to let go of that no longer serves me? So if you're feeling stuck, that's a great one. What am I not seeing that's holding me back? And you can say, what am I not seeing in this relationship or at my workplace or wherever your problem or your area of insight or guidance, wherever that is, you can detail these questions to suit you. What gift am I supposed to share or express, or how am I supposed to be expressing myself, you know, like here on earth? What must I embrace? What must I accept? And is there anything else, any information that I need to know at this moment that's going to help me? So there's some guidance for you. Those are empowering questions rather than leading with, I feel so stuck. I feel like so sad or so frustrated. Let's focus on what, you know, really making the questions laser-like so we can get you to take advantage of the huge gift of resource we have here tonight with Joni Eisinger. So, Joni, having said that, do you have anything to say before we get going and start taking
questions? Well, I do want to also, I don't want to kibosh what you're saying, but I want to share something that maybe you, Michelle, also, it's more like an and, it's not a but, where you might not know. If someone does say, I'm bushed, I have no energy, I'm stuck, I'm confused, I'm lonely, that's so human of us all to say that they might not articulate it the way that you're suggesting, which is wonderful, but I also do go there. That if a person says, I can't handle life, or it's been 2 years and I'm constantly going in the left direction, really they are asking exactly what you're saying. They're just going to that darker, sadder place where they're saying, what is it about? How can I get myself back on track, which is what you're saying.
There you go.
It's the same thing, because whichever way it is, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to go to the precipitating event or events that led the person to go down that
there you go.
Lower
so
track.
The root of the problem. And I guess like maybe I could word it a little bit better to help everyone out here that, you know, when you get the guidance, it requires some action on your part. So with the clarity that you receive, okay, having kind of the milieu of the potential questions I posed, know that you are the one who has the ability to take action. You know, you have the power. So you're going to have additional clarity. You're going to have additional insight tonight with the gift of Joni's reading. So know that. Feel empowered by that. So I guess what
I'll just say a little more before we go.
Sure.
Just a little more. I totally want to dovetail. If anyone
Great.
Goes to a psychic or a healer and they feel disempowered, leave. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to assist you in self-empowerment. And if you find that a healer or a psychic is creating a dependency and they want you to come back and they have some pyramid scheme, some package or something that, well, no, we still have to keep this is going to take a year. Question it. Question this. The goal is for us all to be able to heal ourselves. That's the ultimate goal. We are all healers. We're all hardwired the same way. There's no difference between you and me. Therefore, you want to vibe with a practitioner that is uplifting, that makes you feel held in love. That's our job. So, again, my job is to help you get more information so you're stronger footed, and that if you happen to be working with Michelle also, that you have some information she might not have been able to access now. Who knows? Maybe she's going to be all fired up with her clairs, honey. And so then you take that, you bring it to her, and you say, hey, this is what Joni said, and then you go from there, and it's a great launching off point. So I just wanted to say that.
And some of my clients have so done that. It has so, like, been so streamlined into their coaching sessions that has really helped immensely with, like, three people in particular that I have in mind. But did you want to add anything else, Joni, that's going on right now that
The energies. I mean, we've been saying this for a while. The energies are very chaotic. There's a lot of upheaval going on in the world. A lot of truth is coming to the surface. A lot of what has been hidden is being revealed, and this is a good thing. So it is not going to hell in a handbasket. This is bringing heaven to earth. And we need to know this, that in order for us to heal as a planet, we need to have some things come up to be seen. It's best to, again, remain grounded, pray, drink water, rest, get enough sleep. Surround yourself by high-vibrating, loving souls who are supporting you. Follow your passion, because that's where your joy lies. Think positively. Take steps towards spiritual growth in any way possible. And rid yourself of fear and doubt. Know you have not been forsaken, and all is well.
All right. Okay, everyone. Well, we have quite a few people on the line tonight, so we're going to get going. If you wish to be called on, okay, you want to press *2 to raise your hand. I will see your hand raised, and then I will just state the last 4 digits of your phone number, okay? And if I can see where you're from, I might state that too, so pay attention. So once again, if you are wanting to be called upon for the gift of a reading from Joni, press *2 to raise your hand, and I will see that, okay? All right. We have right here, the last 4 digits are 7310. I have just unmuted you. You are on the air. Let's see. Oh, no, I didn't. Sorry about that. There we go. Okay. 7310, you're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Joni. Joni, I hope you're well, and I want to thank you for sharing your gift with all of us.
Thank you so much. I am well, and I'm happy.
I hear that in your voice.
I'm creating a Woodstock movie, Honey Pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very trippy. I'll just tell you that I'm going to be doing a psychic gallery for the students and faculty, the undergrads at Drew University next Friday.
Oh, awesome.
Thanks.
Wow.
So that's a real big trip and a half. So
yeah. That's
my little Woodstock, my Woodstock energy that I'm bringing to the show. So what is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Lucille, and I'm calling from Milan. I had a reading with you over a year ago.
Okay.
And you were amazing. And after I hung up with you, I did a lot of soul shaking and a lot of soul searching.
Yeah.
And you helped me out quite a bit.
I'm so glad.
When Michelle had posted this, I was like, all right, I need to reconnect with you and see how spirit can help me this time.
Okay.
So since we last spoke, I've gotten into a little bit of intuitive mediumship, but I've really connected with dowsing, pendulum healing, spiritual healing. And I kind of hit a block between both of these pulls. And I think, I'm not quite sure why, but this is kind of out there as well. There are some days where I feel like some moments where I'm kind of having somebody else step in or stepping in to me, and then as they're into me, they're looking through my eyes, but like through a veil or a fog, and this could last for seconds or a few moments.
Is this happening when you are doing mediumship, or is this happening at random times outside of that?
At random times, mostly with some meditating, yes. It's not frightening or anything other than it's kind of this lightheaded feeling. And I just wonder, is this something that may be blocking one of the abilities I'm striving for?
May I ask, does it feel comfortable or does it feel like it's a stranger or an intruder?
No, it feels comfortable. It's almost like there's two souls, two spirits.
That are coming in?
Yeah, yeah.
May I go in and check it out and see?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go in. Are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Good, sit. They want you to sit. Good. Mm-hmm. So what I get is that every now and then you're getting downloaded and you're getting information. I feel that there's a friend, this I believe is a spirit guide, who's pouring information into your crown chakra.
Okay.
It's to level you. It's to give you peace and confidence. Do you have a glass of water by you?
I do, yes.
Have a sip, because that'll help. They're probably going to slip you a Mickey and and charge your water.
Okay.
And charge it to a frequency of healing. So that's good. That water that you are drinking, that'll go on till about 10 p.m. So if you run out of the water, when you fill it up, they will have it be at the same frequency of healing and peace.
Oh.
Don't have anyone else sip from that water glass. That's yours. Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to go in. I want to make sure you have protection. Sometimes you get a little wobbly, so I see that you have protection. Now, for those of you who are listening, people need to understand that we have our own sacred space and our own energy field, and that by putting white light protection around your field around your aura, which is the energy field outside of your physical body, it offers a type of like a force field. So negative energies don't go through. So every now and then I see a slip as if you're skating on ice and you're really very solid on it. But every now and then, you know when the ice skates wobble?
Yeah.
Ankles go. I see a little bit of a wobble sometimes in the energy field, and sometimes there's a disturbance and I don't like the feeling. So I'm going to place information around you that keeps it more secure. I don't see anything wrong. I think it's your humanness. As we all have days like this. Okay. So have another sip of water.
Okay.
I don't see any entities that are in you. I don't feel like there's an overtaking. It feels like it's a soft energy, but every now and then there's a confusion, and I don't like that feeling. So I am going to have my crew, your crew, they're working on this. They're establishing some type of a stability. Are there people in your life that are trying to thwart your success or question whether you can do this or whether these abilities are real?
No, I am certainly surrounded by a wonderful group of people.
Okay,
who are
then
on
this
the same
is
path.
Etheric. So I'm just going to go outside of 3D, and I'm going to go into that other place, and I'm going to see what I'm supposed to do, because there are energies that are trying to take you down and move you from center. I'm going to assist you in getting rid of karma. There are several lifetimes where there are souls that were they were very sad. They held on to you, and they have ties or cords to you. They're bringing you down. They're suffering.
Yeah.
And that one's name, the first name I got was Philip, and another man is Kurt with a C, C-U-R-T. Philip is with one L, by the way. And I'm not feeling comfortable, so may I cut the cords?
Yes, please.
I'm going to cut the cords of all the souls that you are attached to across all time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations that are, they're not meaning harm, but they are. They're stuck in their own hell, and they are glomming on like a suction cup, like a tentacle suction cup to you, and we can't have this, so I'm going to cut. And they are not to return. They are not to try again. Do you eat meat?
Yes.
That's okay. It's sometimes the meat has energy in it from the animal that suffered. So before you have meat, bless it and clear it.
Okay.
I see it just the beef.
Okay.
For the other animals, I don't see you reacting the same way. So before we end, I'm just going to go back to the original question regarding blocks to the moving forward. I don't feel fear. I do not feel that that is a block. I felt that it was an energetic instability. Now, moving from here on, if you ever feel that there is a soul that has come in, and it's not when you're working. Let's say you're in the deli. You're ordering something. It isn't necessarily appropriate to have a soul come in. So you do want to have like a 24/7 boundary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living my 3D life, and we can communicate during meditation, or if you need to say something to me, that's fine. But this entering, kind of like where they're looking through your eyes, that as far as I'm concerned, that is pushing the limit. That starts getting into deep trance channeling, and that's where you have less power, less control.
Yeah.
That only happens to me when I am working and channeling a departed one.
Okay.
So you're allowed to set your limits. The more open you are 24/7, the more souls can come in, more types. You want to set your time frame of when they come in and how they come in. Okay. And also, there was another piece, bear with me. Yes, you only want to call in the highest of Christ-like consciousness always.
Yes.
So you put white light protection around yourself. You make sacred space around you. And if you're working with a client, around you and them, you can wall off the room and have it be the room or the building, whatever you want. And then you only call upon the highest of Christ-like consciousness, and you will get the masters. And if you don't do that, you will get lower energies. And right. And the last part I would say is keep working on yourself, because when you work on yourself in all aspects, your filter will be really clear. Think of yourself as you're the coffee maker, and you have that coffee filter, that white filter. That's your filter, and the coffee grounds are the messages from the other side, that yummy, yummy coffee. And that if you have a filter that's mucky, when the coffee comes in, it will taint the Java. It'll taint the drip.
Mm-hmm.
You want pure Joe.
Yeah.
So I hope this assisted, Honey Pie.
Yes. Well, when you cut the cord, there's a warmth that went through me as well as goosebumps. So, yeah, something definitely moved. You vibrated some energy, I think, right off of me.
Glad. That's a validation. I got there were about 10 souls that were attached to you.
Oh.
So your arms, I feel like your arms are going to be free. I don't know if this was a shoulder issue or finger
yes.
tingling or, like, bursitis in the yes. elbow, whatever, but... I feel like you're going to feel you were a little more lassoed in the arms and the shoulders, and I feel like you're going to have more range of motion.
Wow. I just really feel giggly right now. This is amazing. Oh, my God. Now, wow. I'm going to start blubbering.
That's so good.
Wow,
and if you have
relief.
Any pets, they're going to pick up on it.
Oh, wow. Wow, what a relief.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So between now and when you go to sleep, sip water, because any negative energies, anything that doesn't belong, will just flush through.
Okay.
And remember that water was charged. Hope
okay.
and peace. Healing and peace.
I send you blessings of love and light also.
Oh, thank you. I receive them.
Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome. Take care.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
Nice.
Thank you, Lucille, so much for being so brave to call in and have that amazing reading.
Oh,
my gosh.
Too exciting.
That
wow.
was awesome. So just, you know, listening to that whole thing, it was just so inspiring. So I just pulled a card, like I have my medicine, Native American Indian medicine cards. So I pulled a card for Lucille, and I pulled the crow, and so I'm just going to read a little tiny bit because it just, like, gave me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
So crow medicine signifies a firsthand knowledge of a higher order of right and wrong than indicated by the laws created in human culture. With crow medicine, you speak in a powerful voice when addressing issues that for you seem out of harmony, out of balance, out of whack, or unjust. So it's an omen of change, and it's calling you to allow your own personal integrity to be your guide, and your sense of feeling everything will guide you, and your personal will emerge the more that you trust best.
Oh. Okay.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to be shooing the crows off my lawn anymore. They're giving me messages.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Anyway, nice. There's a little bit of extra magic, you know, just as I'm listening, because I mute myself when I'm listening to Joni do the reading and everything, so there's no interference, and it's kind of cool to have a little bit of additional help along the way.
Yeah. Thank you for pulling a card.
Thank you.
Okay, Lucille, thank you so much. All right, everyone. So I just want to remind you that anyone who gets a reading tonight, it is for you as well. So if you're listening to the reading, you're going to gain a lot of insight and guidance, because anyone who's here and then anyone who listens in on the replay, it's for everyone who is tuned in, tapped into all of us right now and what we're doing and what we're wanting to happen. So anybody who would like the gift of a reading from Joni tonight, please press *2 to raise your hand, okay? And we will call on you, but you have to press *2 so I know that you want a reading. If you're shy, that's okay, but I can't call on you unless you press *2. You also have the option to go to the chat or the event page and type in a question if you'd like. Okay. All right. So we have last four digits are 3533. With your hand up, I have just unmuted you.
Hey, Michelle, it's Donna.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Hi.
Hi, Joni, I'm Donna. I work out with Michelle. I've been working with her for over a year now.
Excellent.
Yes.
Where are you calling?
I'm calling from Gorham, New Hampshire, so just very close to Lucille, to be honest with you.
Look at that. Wonderful. How can I assist?
So I've been working with Michelle a lot, and I also have a really good friend who does energy work with me. And so I've been on the spiritual path probably for a little more than 2 years now, and I still have all this self-doubt that I'm not good enough or open enough to receive the knowledge. You use the word stuck. I don't even say stuck anymore. It's just like there's something inside of me that is blocking this, and it's definitely mental.
Now, is this that you're blocking receiving energy healing, or is it that you want to be gifted with abilities and you feel it's not coming in?
You got that one right there.
The second one.
That's it.
Okay, yeah, I'm going in.
One.
Mm-hmm. Do you say something to yourself, oh, I'm green, I'm new at this, and all these other people can do it, and I'm a newbie, and I'm a newbie, and I'm green, and I'm a newbie?
Yeah, right, Michelle? Yes, I do.
Okay, you can
stop that now. Correct, Donna.
Okay, so you can stop that now because you've done it in 40 lifetimes.
Wow.
So if that's not enough to shake you up, I don't know what will. You've done this before.
And that's what
it's a matter of it coming in. That's all it is. Do you listen to the radio, and do you hum or sing?
Yes, I listen to the radio. Yes, I sing.
Okay, that's your thing. So in order for this, you need to be calibrated. I don't know. I'm channeling. I don't know what that means. So I'm going to ask what that means because that's really cool. There's something with a frequency dissonance right now, and it's just it's like you're off by like a harmonic. So can I go in and kind of – they want me to calibrate you. So can
that
I do that?
That's fine. Yes,
okay.
You
okay. Do you have a ring on? Is there like something that's a little bit tight?
My wedding ring?
Yeah. Is it a little bit tight?
Yes.
Can you take it off or no, just for this?
I can't take it off.
Fine. So I'm just going to put out the intention that things flow through you very, very well.
Okay.
Okay. If you're, are you sitting?
Yes, I am.
And do you have the phone next to you, or are you holding it?
It's laying down right now.
Good. So can you put your hands on top of your thighs and just flip them upside down so the palms are up?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going in. Ah. Ah, ah. Mm. Good. Ah, ah. Yeah, good. Okay, rub your hands together for a little bit, teeny bit. Do you have any water by you to have a sip?
Okay.
Have a sip of water. That'll help.
Okay.
There's some lifetime you had. You were loathing people. You had some self-loathing, and there was this whole big thing about success. You were hung up on success. Little bit of greed, and you throw it together, and that's like the recipe. Let's get rid of that. We've got karma here. You go to your passing in that lifetime. You were hating on people. You weren't liking yourself. It's an energetic mishmash. It's ughy. And mind you, they're not judging you. We've all done this stuff. We play in the light. We play in the dark for soul growth opportunities. So we've been there and done that. But that's what's got you tripped up. That's like a linchpin for like moving you into a new arena. So the way that you get rid of karma is forgiveness, the underrated F word. So the first thing you say inside is, I forgive myself. There you go. And I don't know about you. Are your hands buzzing?
Yes, they are.
Yay! Because mine were. Yay! Okay. Forgive everyone
yes,
and everything.
Well,
just
yeah.
say,
so
I forgive all of you. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Fantastic. There's a blue energy that's coming towards you. It's fantastic. It's really speedy. It's like a comet. Within the next few seconds, boom. Yeah, you got the blue. Fantastic. Last part is thank God for these life lessons. So we took that one and we're taking all of them across all time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations. We're balling up all. Where there's any contempt and guilt and rage, any suffering, any loathing, self-loathing, mimicking other people. And we'll get that going. Forgive yourself. There are about 100 of those lifetimes. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. Yep. Now, right now, are your ears hot?
They're very warm.
Good. So there's a clearing going on. This wasn't right. Your ears, so for the clairaudience, being able to hear, there was stuckness. You would shout. And because you would shout, there was a karmic boomerang effect. Karma's a bitch. So you ended up like with buildup, wax. We'll call it waxy buildup. It's metaphorical. It's not necessarily wax. But you weren't able to get the hearing going, the divine hearing guidance called clairaudience. You shouted, the universe shouted back and stopped you. They say be careful what you wish for, use the greatest of intention, call upon the highest of souls, just like what I said to Lucille before, you call upon the highest of Christ-like consciousness. You want the masters, the divine ones. You can practice when you want to. Do you feel that you're doing hands-on healing? Do you feel that you have a gift of touch?
I don't know.
It feels that you do. And if there are friends that you want to work on, this is what I did when it was coming through. I just said, hey, tell me. You know what? You want to lie down on the bed, and I'm just going to stand there, and you're going to tell me what's wrong. And I'm going to be guided to put my hands where I think that they need to go. And I didn't put them necessarily on. I had them usually above the body because I was really curious to know about feeling the energy coming out of my hands. When you put your hands on a body, you don't necessarily feel that fuzzy buzz, which is pretty cool. So I
yeah.
feel that there are healing abilities that you have with your hands. The claircognizance, that's divine knowing, I feel that you have that. I feel that things come through, but you question it. There's a book by Doreen Virtue, V-I-R-T-U-E. That's the angel lady woman.
Yeah,
and she now has kind of reversed her story about what she believes in, but no matter, all of the books still have the same resonance as far as I'm concerned. The name of the book I recommend is Divine Guidance. And she breaks down the four clairs, clairvoyance, audience, sentience, and cognizance. And she helps people understand the difference between our own thoughts and when it comes in from the other side. Very human for you to doubt and question or even disbelieve that it's possible. But you are a healer. You've had this gift for a very long time. It feels like it's been stuffed down and you questioned it. But as other people started talking about it, it seems that memories have flooded in. You might not be aware of it, but you've been downloaded a lot. And it's kind of, you have like a storage house of knowledge and ability, yet it just hasn't been put into play. I don't see it being a full-time event. I see it be a loving gesture that you do. I don't know if you end up doing this for pay. I don't know. But you take it step by step. You don't have to compare yourself to anyone like, oh, I'm a newbie and they've been doing that for so many years. When I started being gifted with abilities in 2003, 4, 5, that was a very human thing for me. It's very natural to do that. And so I thought of all the people. I went to people's websites and I saw, oh, my God, they do workshops. They have CDs. They're doing weekend retreats. They have followings that are international. And they're this and they're this and they're this. And then I had to remind myself that there's some darned reason why this is happening to me and that I can't compare, that I have to just stay on my own path. And if I were to go to anyone's website or speak with any other person who did anything in the metaphysical world, that I was going to only connect with them for learning's sake, for bonding, networking, and learning versus competing, comparing. That's a death trap. And here I am today, it's 2017, but it's taken many, many, many years of diligence and belief just in myself where I have been able to get to this place. So I was where you were at, where I was saying, WTF, things are going on, and I want more to happen. And I ask the other side, bring it on. I'm ready. Get rid of fear and doubt. Stay in the now. Accept your dole. Accept what is in your life. And do not jump on anyone else's path because that's a trip up. Do you have any questions about what this reading was?
No. You emphasized and that, it's not the word I'm trying to say right now. Certain things that have come across my path in the last 24 hours are things that you just said again tonight.
Validation.
Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for, validation.
Validation. Spirit just basically nailed the things that you were told before, so it brings it on home.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You are not the first and you will not be the last person that has said to me, I want more and I'm so frustrated and there's a block and I don't know why. So you did a lot of karmic release. May I ask before we stop what that blue light is? Because you had that blue light that came at you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go in and find out what that was because I'm sure darn curious. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
there's a ship, a spaceship with souls. They're part of the Galactic Federation. The Galactic Federation, the 12 star systems that are assisting Earth with its awakening. And so there's a soul group that's on a certain ship. I think they're Pleiadian. I think you're from the Pleiades. You're a starseed. And so they came towards you, zoom, and they're talking to you. So there was a communication by some of your friends. I see three of them. And they say you're a master. So with this information given, you can go one of two places, the sink or swim. The sink is where you go, oh, shit, I'm a master and I'm not doing my masterhood. Or you say, wow, did this in 40 lifetimes, I'm a master, so there's nothing I really have to do but follow my guidance and take it day by day and watch this unfold. And that's your free will choice, and that's the beauty of why we come to Earth School. So now you take it from there. Now you go party, honey, because I'm making my Woodstock. You can make your Woodstock in New Hampshire. Party on down over there.
Funny, because the three words that come to me right now is, it is time.
See? Wow. Have a grand old time, because people are popping like Jiffy Pop popcorn, and they're awakening right and left like you and me. It's happening every day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So sip water,
Donna,
between now and when you go to sleep, because that'll flush anything out that doesn't belong. And you got a lot of downloads and communications and all this stuff.
I will do that.
Enjoy.
Yes. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So Donna, that reading was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I pulled the card for you. It's moose. And this is what it says. I'm not going to take up hardly any time, but moose is self-esteem. And it says, help me to honor the gifts I can give and recognize my worthiness long as I live.
Wow.
Can't make that up.
Right,
nope.
Exactly. You can't
you
make
take
that up.
Those moose chips to the bank.
Oh,
so
my
moose,
God.
I'm going to go look for a moose this weekend.
Yeah.
That's
or
amazing.
Watch an old episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Well, thank you very much, both of
you. I'll send you that later. I'll send you
a
picture of it later so you can read it. But
great.
Okay,
thank
everyone.
You.
Thanks, Donna, for calling in. Oh, my gosh.
Take care.
And
thank
oh,
you,
wow.
You're welcome, honey pie.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, everyone, we have time for one more call. If you would like the gift of a reading from Joni tonight, please press *2 to raise your hand. It would be so great if you're courageous enough to come on the air with us and share what your needs are so you can help guide other people, because it's all for the greater good. So if you would like the gift of a free reading, press *2 to raise your hand. I'm just going to check in the chat in the Q&A to see if there's anyone there with a question. And there is not. Okay, so we have a few more minutes. We're going to hang out again. If you're courageous enough, you have a question, press *2 to raise your hand. I will see that, and I will call on you, listing the last four digits of your phone number. Okay? So think about that. Now, Joni.
Yeah.
Talk to me about those two readings. Were so in-depth, and it's so curious that we had two people who were our healers, who are energy workers, and that were looking for guidance, you know?
That doesn't happen that often.
Right. It
no.
definitely hasn't happened on this show where there were two of them on the same night from the same area.
Yeah. That's rare, and I enjoy that a lot. I really do. It's not like we have psychic university, you know, where we can go there. I mean, maybe one day there will be, but we don't have that type of professorship where we can go, you know, to some type of an institution. We go to each other, and that's what this is about. And I enjoy when I can be a mentor in that way and then use my skills to help guide people and to help them understand this is normal. I've been there. I know what it's like. I know what it feels like. What you're describing is natural, or this isn't natural. This isn't to happen, and this is what you need to do. So that's why I really love what I do. I enjoy giving messages that a person might not be able to get on their own.
Well, those readings were awesome.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So anybody, last few minutes here, if you would like the gift of a reading, press star 2 to raise your hand, or you can post a question in the Q&A, or you can live chat, and I can see it, and I can just share what you share and try to help you out here with Joni as our divine guidance.
I do want, while we're waiting, if anyone is in fact going to raise a hand, and you'll interrupt me if they do.
Yep,
when
sure.
I
we still have
before,
a bunch of people on the line here, so I'm surprised.
That's
that,
wonderful, so people can listen. Yeah. When I was going, that's called toning. So if anyone has read about toning, that is where you're bringing in sound. That is sound healing. So music is healing. Toning is healing. Tuning forks, bells, musical instruments, crystal bowls, these all emit frequencies. And the frequencies all have healing properties. And people who do the bowls, if they get certain bowls going at the same time, you have frequencies that blend. Then you've got people who are using computers, and they're able to blend frequencies. And this is the new earth. This is a new age. This is where we come in with our information from the other side, from other stars, other star systems, other civilizations, and we bring this to Earth, and we're sharing this, and we're awakening again, and we're knowing that this is just the way it is, and that the veil has been put over us, and we've forgotten. We just don't remember, which is part of the plan here. And when toning happens, the person is hearing at the other end, yet their light body, that vessel, that physical body that has a memory of this lifetime and all the others and all the other incarnations, is receiving that energy. So not only is that person receiving the frequency of that sound, those sounds, but all their other bodies and all their other incarnations are getting it too. So that can only help. So I do recommend people listening to music. I believe that there are lower vibration energies like heavy metal and satanic types of music, certain types of rap, any mention of killing and rape, violence, that's all lower vibration. And words do have power, so even though that you could have a jazzy or a pop type of a musical background, if the words in fact are dark related, it brings the frequency down. So be careful.
Well,
what
yeah,
you're
and
listening
so,
to
so
folks.
But we're, right, and so words, just to clarify for people who are listening, words are sound, so they have a frequency, they have a vibration, the tone of your voice, the intent behind the words that you speak, the quality of the words that you speak, just exactly like, you know, music that is maybe violently intended or violence inspired, or, you know, it all is frequency and vibration. And so, yeah, the words as well as the music, it's the same thing. It's all frequency and vibration, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So I know that people were wondering what the heck. And by the way, I didn't know. I was channeling that, so it's not like I came up with my own script of music. Like, I've written that out, and that's the way you heal someone. That was channeled. So I just show up. It's like, okay, you want me to do that? Okay. You want me to hop on one leg and do that at the same time? Okay.
You know, Joni, your history really speaks to the two readings that you did today, I mean, about, you know, Lucille was like, you know, kind of what's going on. She was unsure because she felt inexperienced. And Donna didn't feel like she had, you know, enough to really delve into the field the way she wanted to. But mm-hmm. you, with your history, you're, you know, a New Jersey housewife, right?
Jersey, but I'm really a New Yorker, honey. I'm from Long Island.
Suddenly, dumped on by the universe to say, hey, called upon to be a psychic healer and channel, here
exactly.
you go, when, right?
So yeah, that wasn't my plan. My plan was to be a private therapist on Long Island with two kids.
Right.
I ended up with one child and a psychic in New Jersey.
So I think this is so important. What was it that kept you going in the direction in which you were called, despite everything, you know, everyone around you and the whole paradigm of what your goals were and the culture within which you lived? What kept you going to meet that call?
Because it felt good. Because what
okay, there's a frequency right there. There's a frequency right
exactly.
there.
Exactly, and that's what Abraham says. Esther Hicks channels mm-hmm. Abraham. You go with what feels good. And you can. I could probably other people right now, if they're on the line or listeners to the podcast, will start mentioning in their head, well, so-and-so says the same thing, and so-and-so. When you're in the vortex, when you are doing what you love, when something feels good, that's a message.
Mm.
When something doesn't feel good, that's also a message. Follow your guidance. If you're in a space that doesn't feel right, or you're with people and you don't feel right, you can leave. If you're in a place where you feel joy, you can stay.
Mm.
So when I started becoming gifted with abilities and it was challenging my paradigm, my social work, conventional medical background, I was very confused, had definitely heightened confusion and anxiety. And then I was a religious Jew, a religious reform Jew, hardcore. And that challenged my belief in religion and what is God. Is God separate from me, or are we all God sparks? And I embraced unity consciousness and learned that soothsayers are okay. I believe that I thought God was going to smite me down because that's what said in Leviticus. And that scared the shit out of me. Excuse me, I just cursed on the air, and you could bleep it if you want to.
It's okay.
Sorry.
We're not on public radio, so we're fine.
Okay. There we go. And first time I ever did that on the radio. Sorry. Or good, or I don't know. And then I embraced what felt good. And when I was channeling departed ones and pets, they would bless me with the rapture. And I would fall to my knees, and I would weep with joy. And it felt like when, from what I've heard, when you pass and you go through the tunnel, and then you're met with all the beloveds and masters, and that's what they hit. They have still been hitting me with this. And then that's why I kept going, because I was in awe, and I knew there was some reason why it was happening, and I didn't question it. I didn't say why. I just said thank you.
Mm. So I think that, you know, tonight we're all being called to express ourselves, like kind of our soul. Like we're always being called, like, to emerge. Elisa Romeo, who I interviewed a couple of years ago, she wrote a couple of books. Wayne Dyer endorsed one of them. And she posted something on Facebook the other day about, it's not about who we're becoming, it's about unbecoming, which is like taking off the layers of all this judgment and criticism and other people's values and being afraid and actually being courageous enough to emerge as you're being called.
Yes.
And Joni, I think that you're an incredible example of that for us all to be inspired by. And so
Thank you.
Two women on the call tonight, Lucille and Donna, same thing. It's like unbecoming. Let's shed that stuff and really emerge with the light that you are and the gifts that you have to help people. And I've talked to both of you before, and I know it to be true.
And we're allowed to be human. We're allowed to doubt. We're allowed to be afraid and anxious and confused because
yep.
we're in
and
a third-dimensional reality. And we're also, we have a palette of emotions that are God-given. They're part of our framework. So they're there to be expressed and experienced.
We're supposed to. Yeah, we're supposed to feel them. But we want that awareness, right? We want to take create that little gap, that little degree of separation, and be aware of our emotions, what we're saying, and the words that we're using, good or bad, when we feel sad or happy, and just be aware and just go, but go, always go for that emergence, that unbecoming. I love that term, unbecoming, because that's what you did, Joni. You shed so you could emerge.
Had to. And with the feelings, as we are to feel, yet we're not to hold on to the negative, we're to identify them and be aware, experience them, and then send them to the light. We're to send them mm-hmm. home. They serve mm-hmm. a purpose so we can yep. feel and learn. But if we hold on to them, if we aren't aware of them, they go inside. If we mm-hmm. are aware of them and feel them, that's great. And then after that, the next step is, hey, thanks a lot. Thank you, anger. Thank you, rage. Thank you, jealousy. And bye-bye. I don't need to be jealous because my anger served me how? Well, blah, blah, blah. Rage, I am so rageful. Thank you, rage. This is what I learned. And bye.
Michael, just in closing here, Michael Bernard Beckwith says, behind every problem in your life is a question waiting to be asked. So
always.
If we can ask those empowering questions, you know, you're going to get the answer, but always like intend it towards growth. Unbecoming. Remember that term, unbecoming. I love that. Okay, Joni, do you have anything else? We're a minute past
well,
the
I'll
hour
just,
here.
I'll just tell people, you can find me on my website at www.joniswhitelighthealing.com. And you could find me on Facebook under Joni Isinger, E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R. And if you'd like to friend me, just tell me how you found me because I don't friend strangers. And I do individual sessions by Skype and phone who aren't local to Central New Jersey. And I think we're going to set a date for next month, you and I, after this call.
We already did, I think.
Did we?
But.
There you go. That's the multitasking brain. So you'll find us next month here on Soul Luminous. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God. You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for your contributions tonight and for your courage and getting a reading and helping everyone else who is listening and who will listen on the rebroadcast. Thank you so much and have an incredible evening. Good night.
The moderator has left the